5, 4, 3, 2.
What a wonderful table that we're back at here. It's
shaped like a guitar pick.
Yes, shaped like a guitar pick, just like our guitar man with us here today.
What?
Hello, guitar man.
When's the last time you played guitar?
Never.
What do you mean never? I've seen you play guitar before.
Okay. Yeah. Was it when you played Lose Yourself by Eminem?
Yeah, I think that was the last time I picked up a guitar.
Really?
Like, no joke.
It left an impression on me, because that was awesome.
Did you have some sort of traumatic experience? You were like, I'm never picking up a guitar again.
I'm just not good, I guess.
I think you're very good.
I was impressed the one time that I saw you, so I guess get out while you're ahead.
I'm impressed every time I see Dave.
Me too.
That's
awesome.
He's got
a new tattoo
sleeve.
That's
right. That tattoo sleeve looks awesome.
It's coming
together nicely.
The new additions look pretty sweet.
Long time coming, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel so badass when it's done. You probably feel badass now.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel so badass.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait till Steven gets his.
Me too. Hey, you and me both. You mentioned long time coming. You know, speaking of... coming back here to Shea Little and also talking with our main man, Dave, there's something we're going to be celebrating here in just a second for him and mentioning that is a long time coming, considering he was one of the first guests we had on the show.
Yes.
What show is this?
This is the Radcast.
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody.
The first episode of the Radcast of 2024.
Welcome into 2024. The time we're recording this is December 30th, 2023. We're just a day away from New Year's Eve, which is almost New Year's Day. But
almost.
this will be dropping the first Friday in janvier. Thank you all for coming back. Thank you all for listening.
Janvier.
The way that we capped off.
What language is that, Steve?
It's France. Parlez-vous français. Je m'appelle Steven.
Je m'appelle Steven.
Yeah, baby.
Baguette, wine and the baguette.
It's a wine and the baguette. But we capped off 2023 with our good pal Nick Sargent. If you listened last week, we had a blast doing a six mix. So why not start the year 2024 off big with a six
with
mix?
With what came to be our most popular episode type.
Yes.
We transitioned the Radcast Ramble into the six mix. The six mix has been very popular. We have a lot of people knocking on our door wanting to do a six mix.
Most of our six mixes, no matter when we recorded them, became some of our most downloaded episodes of 2023. Yep. We're hoping for more of the same in 2024, but let's not belabor who we have with us. I mean, you kind of already probably heard him at the top.
I should probably plug socials
quick. Yes, of course. I'm sorry. I'm so excited for a way that there's something to commemorate today.
Yeah. A goal for 2024 is to plug the socials on every single episode.
Yes, exactly.
I miss a few of them. You can find us on Instagram. We are at The Radcast. Cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word.
Yep.
That's the only place we're on social media. But you can listen to us wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
Not Stitcher.
Not anymore. But everywhere else, Overcast, wherever. Mm-hmm. And then wherever you can, please rate and review. Give us 5 stars. It's not for our egos. It just really helps us out.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Thank you all so much for your continued support. Mm-hmm. Whether this is your millionth time listening to any of our, you've listened to everything we've ever done, or this is your first time, thank you for at least supporting us in this capacity and just listening. But we will not belabor our guest's appearance anymore, because this is a very special edition. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. And also being inducted, finally, into the Radcast Five-Timers Club. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Little.
Dave Little.
All right. Thank you so much having me on for a fifth time.
Yes. Fifth time, baby.
Yes.
He's one of those guys that, in our guest list, we're like, Dave hasn't been on 5 times yet?
Yeah. Because, again, he was, I think, Little Giants.
Little Giants is our most downloaded episode
still
ever.
Our most downloaded episode.
It was Little Giants.
Little Giants.
Sleepaway Camp. Which was my favorite episode.
Yeah, Sleepaway
Camp
was
a good one. Great time.
And then Halloween.
Or Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. And then Karate Kid Part 3.
Karate Kid Part 3 last March. Yep. And then now, number 5,
Dunstan checks in.
Dunstan checks in.
Sucktastic Cinema, we talk about Dunstan checks in.
That's
with
probably
Dave.
What I was thinking of, because I was like, how is Dave not a five-timer? But yeah. He did Sucktastic.
He did two Sucktastic episodes.
Three.
No, you did two.
Oh, was it two? Oh.
Yeah, because right. Suburban Commandos, I'm not playing defense. Yeah. So you did that, and you did Dunstan defense. Checks in.
That's right.
Yeah. But now you're on for a six mix. Dave, have you been familiar with these six mix episodes that we've been doing?
A little bit, yeah. Where you ask six questions and
you answer
them.
Yes, Dave. I almost hesitated to ask because since day one, Dave has supported all of our podcast ventures, especially
avid
the Radcast.
Still do,
avid listener.
Go.
And I just wanted to make sure because we hadn't heard from Dave in a little bit about his thoughts on a podcast episode yet. That does not mean he was not listening. I just wanted to check, just to see, to gauge your familiarity with the new episode series. So, Dave, welcome to the Five Timers Club.
Yes.
Well deserved.
Welcome, sir.
And also, we mentioned your avid listener. We are always just so thankful for your support and whenever you'd let us know how you thought of an episode, how you're feeling about episodes, and just any way, shape, or form you've supported our podcast. Thank you so much.
Yes.
No problem. I definitely listen to them still during work
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. That's probably my favorite place to listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Were we in your Spotify Wrapped?
Yes, you guys were.
Yeah,
you guys were.
Yes. Spotify Wrapped.
Of course you guys were.
So let's start off with these questions. We come in and I asked you, how'd answering those questions go? Like before we started recording, and you said they were hard. It's Nick Sargent said the same thing last week, and you wouldn't think it, but mm-mm. You genuinely want to think over the answers to these questions.
Yeah,
and especially since we're kind of a nostalgic centric podcast, you want to do your own nostalgia justice.
Well, and as you start thinking of your answers, you're like, oh no, this actually might be a better, this might be, wait, no. And you think of other things. Mm-hmm. So it's where kind of the difficulty comes in.
Yeah. So the first question is the first movie you remember seeing in the theaters.
The first movie was the first movie I've ever seen. Probably, I think was Beauty and the Beast was my first movie.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, I always see myself as someone with a phenomenal memory, but I don't really remember. I remember glimpses of watching it. I remember being in the third or fourth row watching it at the Dollar Show or something.
Oh, okay. So it already came out and it came back to the Dollar Show.
Yeah.
So would you say that was you can say kind of like how we would say, Lion King, I guess technically is the first one we have some sort of semblance of a memory of, but Toy Story is probably the one we could remember more vividly. So it was Beauty and the Beast. Do you have a vivid memory of that? Or was just you remember blips. So technically that's the first.
Yeah. No, I remember being scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. The BR guest.
Well, it's got kind of a dark vibe to it. Yeah. The opening segment to it's pretty scary in my opinion, but looking back at it now, I enjoy the style of its animation and everything. Mm-hmm. But when I the part where he gets really pissed off because he tells her not to go into that forbidden room, I remember seeing him throw a temper tantrum and kind of looking back at him. I'm thinking, oh, I've seen my mom get that angry before.
My mom is the beast.
Yeah.
So what? I see my mom get that angry all the time. So was it your mom that took you to go see it, or was it your dad?
Yeah, it was my mom.
Do you have memories like what snacks did you get?
Nothing like that. Yeah.
What was the movie after Beauty and the Beast that you think you could also be like, that one, I remember that one early on as well?
No,
that's fine. That's not part of the prompt. I was just curious.
Well, I'm wondering if it was the Swan Princess.
Wow. Okay. Did you see any good movies when you were a kid?
No,
I'm
I
just
didn't.
Kidding. Beauty and Beast.
No,
is a
it
classic.
Was always something my sister wanted to see.
That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah. I remember Little Giants was at the theater at the same time. Nice. We ended up seeing Swan Princess twice.
I think you have told us that story before. How like
in the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally like at the theater and you see the poster for Little Giants and you want to see that, but not only do you see the Swan Princess, you see it twice.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see Little Giants once.
not a lot of. I don't remember going to the movie theater a lot.
Yeah,
the dollar show a lot.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But you definitely made up for it as a kid watching movies like at home.
Oh,
like on
my gosh.
Because you watched a ton
That's
of movies
all
like
I
we
do.
Did. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do is watch. I like watching movies. Like everything I liked, I show Stephanie that I can show her.
Yeah.
And
is she not allowed to watch R-rated movies?
No.
Stephanie, your wife, who's been on Sucktastic Cinema.
Here she is.
Oh, hi.
So Dave now allows me to watch R-rated movies.
Oh, good.
That's
I'm glad.
Good.
It's got to be at least.
We graduated.
It's got to be at least 1 year of marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but that makes sense though. That especially if you were, not everybody always had the
regular theater experience.
The luxury of being able to see movies all the time in theaters. Like we can recollect, but like there would be years between when you and I would go get to see movies.
I remember when we saw The Phantom Menace,
mm-hmm.
and then like a few months later we saw Tarzan,
and that was crazy because we saw maybe a movie every few years.
Yeah,
so that was that was like we were like, oh,
we're seeing another. Well,
we're living high on hog, baby.
Well, when I was at that time, I was like, we're seeing another movie.
That's right.
Oh,
because,
really?
Because Phantom Menace, I've talked about my experience. My theater experience with that movie
being loud.
Episode. It was super loud. Yeah. And I had really sensitive ears. I still kind of have sensitive ears,
but I
don't. Like, I used to get ear infections a lot when I was a kid. And so I had tubes in my ears. And, like, my ears were very, very sensitive to loud noise. And it was very loud.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking back on it now, it was probably just, like, regular movie volume.
But also,
we hadn't been in the movie a lot.
And,
so.
Yeah.
I don't think their sound was. If you were going to the same Dollar Theater in Cross Keys, I don't think their sound was.
No,
this was at a theater in Nashville.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
Like I feel like maybe that could have been the difference too.
Yeah.
But also, like, I mean, the Star Wars movies, especially the prequels, are loud.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Which I enjoyed it, but also I was kind of traumatized.
Yeah,
with how because it really, really hurt my ears.
Mm-hmm.
And so a few months later, when Mom said we're gonna go see a movie. I was like upset because I was like that my last experience hurt my ears
mm-hmm.
and it was Tarzan and it was great and it wasn't nearly as loud
mm-hmm.
but
absolutely but also so finances come into not every
mm-hmm.
family can go see a movie put away money to go see a movie every week so that makes sense if you're
mm-hmm.
like we didn't see a ton of movies so Beauty and the Beast and then Swan Princess and then because it sounds like your sister kind of like would sway the decision
pretty much. The Science Center. In St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
The Omnimax was always scary, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where you've got, like, you're, like, staring at the ceiling.
Yeah.
A very impressive setup, but it's, I mean, some would argue it's not really that impressive, but it's really cool how they got it set up. They got the speakers right behind certain areas, and they got it programmed. I haven't been to in a long time, but I would like to go back to the Omnimax.
So. I guess on just... kind of just sticking with theaters and then we can move on to the next question. But just you bring up the Omnimax. Now I've seen a couple things on an Omnimax screen. Was the Omnimax, I guess, more affordable in a way? Cause I know everybody laments about the price of movie tickets now. It seems like the price of movie tickets has been kind of steep for some people for a while. So was the, I don't know, was the Omnimax at the St. Louis Science Center, was that a cheaper option? So did you see any movies in the Omnimax?
I've never seen a movie in the Omnimax. I just saw like National Geographic stuff.
I guess I used movie too loosely.
I'm sorry. I probably should have mentioned
fine.
That.
No, it's okay. You're fine.
I always used to get like dizzy and sick when they'd show outer space and stuff.
I get dizzy and sick thinking about outer space.
Yeah.
It is so bad. There's so much out there.
I think there's too much motion sickness that goes into it. And on top of that, it is also very loud in there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Which the Greek mythological explanation of the Milky Way is very funny to me. But please keep going.
You can't dangle a carrot out in front of us like
that.
Okay.
So
up.
In the tale of Heracles,
let's move
Hercules,
on.
Hercules.
Heracles.
Basically, Hera finds him abandoned in in the woods or whatever.
Yes.
She starts breastfeeding him, but he's so powerful, she's got to yank him off her boob.
Is there a description of a breast?
it's very big. And so she yanks him off her breast, and all the errant milk goes into the heavens, and that's the Milky Way.
Oh.
So it's Hera's titty milk.
No, you got to get to Hera's.
The casino.
The casino in St. Louis.
Hera's titty milk.
Yeah.
But that's going to be my scientific explanation for the Milky Way now.
Oh, okay. Well, great. Let's
that's
move
just
on.
Hera's titty milk.
let's move on.
It's a truncated version of the
exactly.
Myth. Yeah.
Second question. This is a hard transition here, but emotions run the gamut. So
yeah.
You know, but a movie that makes you cry, or movies that make you cry or get emotional.
They're okay. Recently. I watched the Goofy movie.
Oh, okay.
I'll get back to that one, but the movie
not
that
for
I,
your
that,
first time, because you'd seen it.
No, movies, let's see. There's a Will Smith movie called 7 Pounds.
Oh,
there's
okay.
an opening scene with Woody Harrelson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And basically, Will Smith was sizing him up. Woody Harrelson's character was blind, but he was real nice. He was doing customer service. He was trying to break him, and then... And then, like, I don't know, after it was all over, Will Smith just broke down because he was just trying to size him up and see if he was actually a genuinely good person.
Yeah.
Because he was going to donate his organs. That's what that movie was about. And that
gotcha.
Part, I always get a little emotional and teary-eyed, too, because Woody Harrelson's character doesn't break, and he's like, nice the entire time.
Yeah.
And then Will Smith breaks after he hangs up the phone, but that opening scene was pretty sad.
Yeah.
But let's see, Goofy movie. There's a scene where the whole movie's basically him not trying to be his dad. Like he doesn't want to grow up
Max.
To be his dad.
Yeah.
Max, yes. And they have like a little bit of foreshadowing or whatever at the beginning when he's doing the Powerline concert.
Mm-hmm.
And there's right as the song's kick, he's shooting like a video on the back. And then he trips over a cord. And it's kind of like how Goofy would be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he trips and pulls a Goofy act, but people were cheering for him anyways.
Yeah.
That foreshadowing is pretty emotional.
Oh, you mean
emotional.
At the school assembly?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So basically, yeah, he was just, the whole movie's about him not wanting to be his dad, and that whole thing foreshadowed, like, you can be your dad and people love, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And still be, like, yourself and people still love you. And there's, and... As the movie goes on, he sees that it's not so bad being his dad, being like Goofy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those two movies definitely come to mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. A Goofy movie and 7 Pounds.
I love how
in the Six Mix, like, those answers run the gamut, and they're just, like, so varied.
That's me, too.
Yeah, exactly. And it's dependent on the person, too. Like, Angels in the Outfield makes me weep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, plus a Goofy movie, I mean, you just, it's one of those things where you watch it so much as a kid, and then you hear the same songs you heard as a kid, and it's almost like, it triggers in your head, like, childhood.
Yeah.
And you almost get I've at times, like, listened to songs from movies that I watched as a kid. I didn't think anything of it as a kid, but then, like, just reminds me of childhood.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like... You know, it's almost like running I mentioned last week how I like those reflective songs because you almost can, like, run a movie in your head of, like, reflecting your life and all those things. So, I don't know. I could definitely see that, too.
Plus the end performance of Eye to Eye in a Goofy movie is just very triumphant.
Mm-hmm.
And when it crescendos and raises when it changes keys and then, like, the big brassy singer in the back is like,
Yeah. Well, also, Goofy tripped out onto the stage and went Powerline just looking at
him. Dad, do the perfect cast.
And Max doesn't, he doesn't put his eyes over his face or his hand over his face or is embarrassed. He's like, Dad, do the perfect cast.
Yeah.
And he does the perfect cast move that he showed earlier in the movie and Powerline.
Fishing,
and then Max finds himself on stage with Powerline.
That part is awesome because most singers would be like, get off the stage, what are you doing here? And they would beat the guy up or something, but he was like, all right.
Yeah, like Axl Rose.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The Goofy movie is definitely the coolest Disney movie.
Yep.
Because the character, like, the main character was like a high school kid in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Disney movies at that time, it's like your main character is like a Disney princess or a kid or something, or toys or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And that it was like, I don't know, for me, just like high school kids in the 90s were mm-hmm. just cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So next question. It's something that, you know, you reminisce about the 90s and something that is something you recollect about is anytime you would visit the mall. Those yeah. of you listening who were of age in the 90s to remember going to the mall in the 90s, you definitely
or
were.
Or in the 2000s.
Or in the 2000s, yeah. yes. I just wanted to connect the 90s. Yes, yes. That we just
ended definitely
on.
The 2000s yes. when yes, I started going.
Mm-hmm. So if you had your way, especially, you know, as if you had free range at the mall as a kid, you can also throw in as a teenager. What's the store, first store you're going to in the mall, and where are you eating?
Ooh. Well, Chick-fil-A is where we eat.
So Jamestown? Go to Jamestown?
Yeah, Jamestown mm-hmm. Mall a lot. Northwest Plaza.
Yeah.
I had a store. I went to the Disney store a lot.
That's right. There was a Disney store
yeah, and
there.
It was pretty yeah. cool. And there was a guy named Mickey. Raphael. There's a guy named Raphael that worked there that me and my brother liked.
Oh, cool.
Over at Jamestown, KB Toys and yes. EB Games were the
yes.
two stores we
yes.
would go to.
Wasn't there a Babbage's over there, like before it was EB Games, right? I'm probably thinking of like Mid Rivers or Chesterfield Mall, maybe.
Yeah, I think Chesterfield. Okay. Well, Chesterfield had a Funko Land.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Dave. Please continue.
I don't know. It's. It's funny you bring up malls because it's so depressing how they're gone and they're not a thing anymore.
Like, I was just talking to someone about that yesterday.
And I don't think anybody can disagree with that besides the people that are thriving off of online businesses and stuff like that. But
yeah. I enjoy, because I have a mall like 10 minutes from me, and I like going in. I kind of like going in when no one's there so I can still experience the culture. Mm-hmm. of the mall mm-hmm. like and try to think back when it was like had a heartbeat and without having to deal with like shoulder to shoulder crowds
mm-hmm.
So I can still enjoy that experience, but there was something about just going to the mall. It's like this cultural hub with all these stores, and like you got kids there, they're just hanging out, or you're like you're doing all your shopping, and it's just the varied experiences that are going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's especially during Christmas time, it was always fun to go to.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
What?
Fun and terrible.
Westport still has a lot of life in it. And then I'd say second would be Mid Rivers.
Mid Rivers? Mm-hmm. I haven't been in a while, but
I like Mid Rivers a lot.
West County Mall.
I mean, if you don't like it to be too super crowded, Mid Rivers has its people there still.
Oh, sure.
It's still, you know, kind
of. I mean, they've got like Dick's Sporting Goods, which they probably make a lot of money
from. And they're really nice over there. All the workers over there.
Is V-Stock still there?
Yes.
Okay. That was the first V-Stock
they
I
are
ever
also
went
really
to.
Nice over there.
Yeah. I love the V-Stock. Chesterfield still has V-Stock. South County Mall is the one by me that has a V-Stock.
Mm-hmm.
Chesterfield had a V-Stock.
Yeah, that's what
people,
I, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
People come to that one for, they come to Mid Rivers for that, those bar signs, they sell those there.
Oh, okay. Because
they don't really make those anymore.
Yeah. Like the neon bar signs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you went to Chick-fil-A when you were a kid. If you go to the mall now, if you eat there, where are you eating?
Oh, there's a sandwich place over at Mid Rivers that I like.
Charlie's?
It's like a California place. Yes, Charlie's.
Oh, Charlie's. Yeah. Charlie's mm-hmm. Subs. Yeah, that place is really good.
I just never give any of the other places a chance. Like,
yeah, I mean, you find a spot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you find a spot and you're not comfortable with anything else.
Yeah, exactly.
Just get the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, exactly.
We've got Panda Express on here a lot. I think maybe three or four different people have said Panda Express.
I like Panda. I like food, period, but I'm a sandwich person, so and a French fry person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy hungry for sandwich and French fries.
Do you enjoy cheese fries, Dave?
Yeah, of course.
That's why I call you Cheese Fry Dave.
Yeah, exactly. We ought to go to Gettemeyer's after this. Sandwich and cheese fries.
Yes.
Ooh. So hungry. But anyway, let's not talk about the end of the episode, because we're not even close to being done. That's my bad, Rex.
Yeah. What were some of your guys' favorite places?
Well, so at Jamestown, you were a baseball card guy, right? Your baseball cards are downstairs.
Yeah.
So do you remember turn two?
Yeah,
at Jamestown?
The card store? I think so, but comics I don't remember cards. Buying anything from
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
We got our stuff for our cards over in like Poplar Bluff. There was a store that sold baseball cards.
Wow.
And we would buy something like all the time. But yeah, well, sorry,
so
continue.
There's also Sam Goody.
Oh,
Sam
yeah.
G, if we're He's talking Jamestown, Sam Goody was there. So that was going to be one of my follow-up questions was if you remembered going into Sam Goody.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're 3 years older than us. So that means like in 2000, you were 12. So that was definitely getting to become a teenager.
Mm.
So the 2000s, it's still thriving a bit. So I wasn't sure if you went in there, you bought your Drowning Pool CDs.
Oh, yeah. Jamestown Mall was such a cool... It was a beautiful mall, like all the fountains and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it just had a good mood when right before you go to a store and like...
I can, go ahead.
I remember it being like, there's a middle with the really big fountain and then there's, it looks like a star on a phone.
Yeah.
It's like shaped.
Yeah. I was literally just about to say, come out of like JCPenney and there's like three steps. And then you've got the fountain in the middle, which anytime I smell like a fountain at a mall or I hear a fountain or like it's that like chlorine smell, I think of Jamestown Mall. And I can see in my head like the fountain, and then I'm looking at the fountain and directly at Sam Goody across from the fountain.
Yep.
So I don't know. That's just an image just burned into my brain. Yeah. And Steven, you mentioned Turn 2 when it comes to... Jamestown Mall, St. Louis Mills was a
When it first opened, coolest place ever.
Oh, so cool. My only gripe, and it's so dumb, was that it...
too big.
Too big.
It was just a circle.
Yeah.
Essentially. It was just a circle.
It's not built correctly. No.
Yeah. And in my head, I'm like, malls need to have different levels because it's like you got a lower level stores and it's like, oh, you got to go to the upper level and then you can look down the people at the lower level and spit on them.
Because you were fully a teenager when that opened in like 2003, 2004.
So you definitely...
St. Louis Mills was the shit.
Oh, man. Yeah. You can ask my brother. You can ask... David Garrett, I would always want to go to the Mills. And then we'd take Mo Bottoms Road.
Yes, the Mo Bottom route. Like, I remember, so before I got comfortable going on the highway, I would just take Mo Bottom. Because we went to the Mills a lot, like in college.
Yep.
And in high school, like later in high school. And I would take Mo Bottom, which to anyone who's not from here, not even from North County, it was just this winding back road that was kind of narrow and it had kind of blind turns. But during the day it was fine, but at night it was very creepy.
If it rained a lot, it would flood.
Right, it would flood, and so we went to like a midnight release of something, and I was driving home. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was just like no lights. It's just my headlights on Mo Bottom, and I'm listening to KC95, which is a classic rock station in St. Louis. And Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd was playing. I was like, this is how I die. Because it's very, if you've heard that song, it's very like ominous and kind of dissident and kind of creepy. And so it was a very, very eerie experience.
Yeah.
So when Dave mentioned Mo Bottom, I always think of that when I think of Mo Bottom. But plenty of great experiences driving on Mo Bottom with our friends going to the Mills. But the Mills was awesome.
There was a long period of time. Yeah. But like there's like 10, 15 years story. Yeah. Longer.
Yeah.
Nah, 10, 15 years story.
Hot topic.
Slackers.
They had a skate park.
The skate park was cool.
Skate park, indoor goats. They had a NASCAR,
Speed park next to which Steven got kicked out of one time.
Yeah.
Which I was telling Derek Gove at work, who's been on the show, who will be on plenty more times in 2024. I was like, Steven got kicked out of NASCAR Speed Park. He's like, of all people,
I would not see Steven getting kicked out of anywhere.
We were 14 for our buddy Phil Giese, who's on the Die Hard episode and the Jingle All the Way episode, for his birthday party. And we were doing the go-karts, and I thought
the car got on the conveyor belt and it rode you in and stopped right before the car in front of you.
Like, get on the track and the track would take you in. You wouldn't have to do anything.
And I didn't realize my foot was on the gas. So, and I know this sounds like bullshit, but really, I
was there. Yeah, I can attest to it.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And then I ran into the car in front of me. I was like, why am I going faster? Because I thought you get onto a track and then you just... It eases you in.
Yeah.
And I ran into the car in front of me and knocked a few cars out on the track, and the guy told me not to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, I got no sympathy from like...
Anyone.
From anybody. Yeah. They were like, well, you shouldn't have done
it. Because they're a bunch of dumb 14-year-old boys.
I was like, I didn't mean to. So... I never went back and went out of business because of me.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Freshman year, David Garrett had a truck.
Your friend David Garrett.
Yeah, my friend David Garrett. And it would die. It was an old truck, and it would die while you were driving it. And we took Mo Bottoms Road, and it would die. And we're like, let's just go to the mills. And then we ended up going. And it was like an adventure going there.
Nice. Yeah.
And I remember like... I remember that being the best Mills trip we've ever been to because we were at a stoplight and his car died and he like tried like five or six times. As soon as it turned green, it started up.
Nice.
And he was just going, he kept saying yay, yay over and over again.
Yay.
If you know David Garrett, his personality was so, I don't know, it was just like goofy.
Yeah.
You know, silly. He wasn't always.
Yeah, yippee.
Hip hip hooray. Yeah.
Join me, fellas.
But that was my favorite memory. He had that blue truck, and it died, and we would go to the mills, and then, I would go hunt down girls.
That was always a huge thing. Especially, like, first, and I've, again, mentioned it on here, but in case you're joining us just for Dave,
hunt down me.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm here for Dave.
Someone listening, talking to the radio, no one's talking back.
We don't take call-ins.
I like the sound of Dave's voice.
Oh, we have a call. This isn't a call-in show. But that was always like those first whiffs of independence when you're like you're in middle school and you're in high school and you get to go to the mall for the first time. And I remember distinctly, like, as just pipsqueak 13, 14-year-old kids walking around and thinking in my head, like, oh, there's a cute girl. Thinking she could have been from anywhere from 15 to 20.
Yeah.
And knowing that you're not going to do anything. You're just going to walk by and think about how cute she is. You're going to try and act cool. You're going to try and act cool, but, I mean, it's not going to come from anything. And B, you're just a dorky middle schooler, so nothing's going to happen even if you say anything. But, Dave, when you mentioned that, just like, looking for girls and stuff like that.
I mean, I wasn't allowed to date really because I had shit grades.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's why.
No girls
going
to date a dumb Dave.
Today,
that was your mom.
I didn't really introduce my family to any girl. I never took like the girl to meet my family. Because,
they don't even know your wife.
Because, Stephanie's the only one they've actually met.
Yeah.
Because for so long, I guess because my brother's always like, hey, look at this girl I'm seeing right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
On his first date, with the person he's married to now, he took her to my sister's house. Like, look who I'm dating.
Check this out.
I'm not like that.
You don't want to make a spectacle of it all.
Nope, I wasn't a kiss and tell guy.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely wasn't a slut shamer. I was not.
You tell me about your escapades at work the next day.
Nope.
Those
I
were
kept
all made up.
Things like that to myself.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. Because, like, essentially, it's nobody's business. And funny enough, sometimes it's not even your family's business, some things.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that, my family?
No. Yeah. Listen good and listen clear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's move
on. I'm in the middle of my second beer.
Yes. So, next question is, as a child / teen, what was your television routine? So this could have been after school.
Yeah.
It could have been during the weekend, the evening.
All three?
Hmm? Yeah, all three.
If you want.
Disney was pretty cool in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then in the then they started coming up with these like shows that actually made them a lot of money, like Hannah Montana and stuff. That's when I stopped watching Disney. But
the live action stuff was pretty cool in the 90s.
Yeah, like even Stevens,
or whatever. Even Stevens in the early 2000s.
Yeah,
I liked all that when I was in, you know, middle school. But in the early 90s, it was, they had like all the classic shows, and then they'd have a movie every night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then late at night, they'd have like, they'd have like the classic, old classic warm Disney cartoons.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So this is early 90s Disney Channel.
Yeah, also Nickelodeon was my go-to.
Nick in the 90s was something else.
It was, it was great. And they also had Nick at Night.
Yes.
So I would do my homework, and sometimes my homework would stretch at night.
Yeah.
So I always liked catching, like, I Love Lucy. I watched Brady Bunch.
Dick Van Dyke Show.
I never watched Dick Van Dyke Show, but I did watch The Wonder Years. I loved The Wonder Years.
You've talked about for years how much you love that show.
I really do. I mean, that show, like, hits so hard because, like, I don't know. I feel like that show's pretty, like, I kind of had the same relationship that Kevin Arnold did with his dad with my dad. But I was also like, I'm not trying to say anything bad about my dad, but it seemed like when he got home, he didn't want, you know, a lot. He didn't want to do anything or anything like that.
That's fair. Yeah.
So like the only kind of attention I was getting from him was when I was getting in trouble. So, so I would always act out like I was getting in trouble all the time. So on top of that, he had his Winnie Cooper and I had a Jasko. There was a girl at my school that I liked a lot back then.
Yeah.
Never, nothing happened there.
Yeah. But it's one of those things sort of like, I mean, you related to it watching it in the 90s. And then if you when you would rewatch it and like, you know, now with something like The Wonder Years, no matter if it takes place in the 60s, whatever decade a show like that takes place in, there are these universal kind of evergreen, you know, cultural touchstones or touchstones in, you know, a teenager's life or an elementary age kid's life or whatever, to where no matter what decade it was, it's just a fill in the blank type thing. You know, you know, maybe we weren't, I don't know what it's like to be a teenager through, you know, the Vietnam War, you know, then in the 60s, but I know what it's like to be a teenager during, you know, the war in Afghanistan or during this culture, this cultural event in the 60s has parallels to this cultural event in the early 2000s when we were teenagers, or the 90s or the 80s.
The Monday Night Wars of the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, I don't know. Kevin Arnold was such a relatable character for me. Also, his brother, like, he was just a super antagonist. And I'm not saying my brother was a super antagonist, but like, I don't know. I don't want to get too deep into that either, but basically, like I had my known crush at the time.
Yeah.
And him and all of his friends would make fun of me about this person when I was in elementary school.
Prototypical big brother bully kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. And his mom was a lot like my mom.
Yeah.
And his older sister was a lot like my older sister. Yeah. So
a lot of parallels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, it's relatable because things like this are just transcendent of, no matter the, I mean, as much as people want to say, well, this was better then, or these times are better then. Okay. That's all relative to somebody, but in the grander scheme, this decade is parallel to this decade, to this decade, to this decade. Oh. These kids go through these things all the same. It's just kind of a different, maybe a different coat of paint on it. Yeah.
Fourth, fifth, and sixth grade was pretty much that movie, that TV show pretty much was my life.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that's cool. Why for people that I like that show better than Boy Meets World, even though I like Boy Meets World.
Yeah, of course.
I love Will Friedle. I love Mr. Feeny and all, but Wonder Years is more realistic to me.
Yeah.
Like it hits a lot harder.
Resonates better with you.
I also, he also had his friend that wasn't very cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had my friend that wasn't very cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'd be like, all right, you're kind of cramping my
right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't want to look at bugs. I want to go hit on chicks. You know?
Yeah.
Or so, whatever. I mean, did his friend like bugs? I don't know.
No,
I've seen like a handful of episodes. He looked like did look like a bug.
And you've, and they you've grew heard, up to be Marilyn Manson.
I was going
to
say, you've heard that theory that yeah. he grew up to be Marilyn
urban
Manson.
Legend.
Yeah,
yeah,
the urban legend, even though it's been debunked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same with some other Marilyn Manson theories, but I digress.
Let's stop talking about Marilyn Manson. He's an asshole.
Yeah.
But yeah. But, and yeah. then high school was, I'd watch Courage the Cowardly Dog while I was in Baltimore. Or nice. Anything on adult,
no,
not
Cartoon
adult
Network.
Swim.
Yeah.
Cartoon Network.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. You know,
Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo.
Dexter's Lab.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Did you watch Powerpuff Girls?
I watched
Powerpuff
Girls.
Powerpuff Girls is great.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All the ones where all the popular voice actors, mm-hmm.
yeah,
you know, Cartoon yep. Network was making its way up, and then that suddenly stopped too.
Yeah.
So
you had a Saturday morning cartoon.
Did you man.
Have like a Saturday morning cartoon routine?
I didn't watch I didn't watch TV on Saturdays.
Really?
If I didn't have homework over the weekend, I didn't watch TV.
Oh, okay. Mm.
That's
just
go how
outside.
I did. Yeah. Well, if I'm writing something, I always felt like if I hear something on TV, I can
include
it.
Oh, okay. You don't want to be easily influenced by something you're watching. You want to be totally original kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, gotcha. I don't know.
This is math homework.
I can't just turn off the TV,
yeah.
quiet, do my homework. I never was able to do it that way.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, I see. It was your background noise. So you you would only have it on if you had homework.
Yeah. Mm,
so okay. otherwise were you like reading or like going outside or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I liked watching baseball.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Especially '98.
Yeah, Cardinals baseball on the 99. WB baby.
Mm-hmm. I was watching a video of the '99 home run derby. And Myers crushing them over
the Fenway Park.
Green
Yeah. Man, 13 home runs in a round was a big
was
deal back
them.
Then.
And
the format of the home run derby was different back then. Mm-hmm. But, man, I still remember that very vividly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then the Rams, 99-2000.
Yes, greatest show on turf. Yeah.
2000-2001.
99-2000.
And then
2001-2002.
The yeah. And then 2001-2002, they were 14-2 and lost to the
Patriots
Super
yeah.
Bowl. Yep.
Greatest
team to never win a Super Bowl.
And, of course, I got to mention wrestling.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Mondays. I only watched Mondays because I didn't have UPN.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I only watched Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Sometimes WCW.
Okay. Yeah. Monday Nitro.
But you were a WWF guy during the war.
Yeah, it was more my style.
Nice.
Although I loved, if Rey Mysterio was on, I didn't care what was going on with WWF. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stone Cold could be on TV, and if Rey Mysterio was on, I'd be watching Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's absolutely. When you turn the channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. So next question was that everything that you had? Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No. You're fine. I just want to make sure I'm not stepping on you in any way, or make sure you get everything out. So next question is: through the years, you're a big music guy. Through the years, what songs have stuck with you? So the meaning has changed, or the meaning has changed over the years, or it's taken on a new meaning, or it brings you the same joy or a different joy. There's so many facets to the question, but the songs or albums, you can throw an album that has stuck with you through the years.
I keep discovering these pop artists. I'm giving these guys a chance.
Yeah.
I've been listening.
They need that Dave rub.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not saying that people of this next generation like it, but there have been bands that I've been listening to, but I have a vibe that I like that's like not too hard, not too light, not too boring. It's a lot of it is the stuff you would hear on the Into the Spider-Verse movie soundtrack. Like you'll see him with his headphones on. That's the vibe
he has. Influenced, but it's very
soft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like lo-fi mixed with hip-hop kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basil. Lately, I want you to be happier. That song. But if you close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was
Bastille.
Bastille. Yes, I like him a lot. He's one of my favorites.
Okay. Cool.
According to
According to Spotify.
According to Spotify. And then there's a band that or a guy, his name is
John Mayer.
John Mayer. I had a little John Mayer. Livingston.
Hey. Oh, Livingston?
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a few songs that I like.
Okay,
but cool. I mean, as far as nostalgia goes, I liked Sum 41.
Yeah, Chevelle. We've seen Chevelle before. Sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seether.
Yeah. Yeah.
Softer Seether, not hard Seether.
Mm-hmm. Like the I'm Broken song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine Again.
Yeah, Fine Again.
Ooh, Fine Again. What great. A good song.
The Gift.
Mm, okay. I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh,
is that a Christian play?
The Gift.
Christian play. What's
oh, gosh,
Saliva.
No.
I am not going to forget Saliva.
Shine Down.
Shine Down.
There's the 90s song. I'm kicking myself. Was it a it was how did I say about said the wrong time.
Hard to say
what it is I see. Every time that came on
Sister
it,
Hazel.
Yeah, every Hazel. Time that came on at work, you would like, when we worked together, you would always be, shut up everybody.
No, that was a good one. Sister Hazel, I liked them mainly because they were from Gainesville.
Oh, okay.
Florida, which most people don't know, I was a Florida Gator fan.
Yes.
So,
Big Tim Tebow guy.
No, I like that song a lot. And then they had another one that was, at the end of the movie Bedazzled. What's that called? If you...
You would always show us the ending of Kingpin.
If you wanna be somebody,
that one, yeah.
That song, I love
change
that song.
Change your mind.
Yeah. Loved that song.
And then Anyway by Blues Traveler, you'd always
Blues
sing
Traveler.
That too.
Blues Traveler, Blues Train music,
great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at the end of Kingpin, the song Anyway, which is a great song.
Mm-hmm. But I mean,
I liked that vibe definitely. You bring it up.
Oh yeah, and you would something. I would like whenever we'd work together, you would play like Sugar Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And like you talked about how like you missed the times of like just hanging out by the pool, like just listening to
it's
Sugar
just chill
Ray
music.
when you were a lifeguard.
Right? I wasn't a lifeguard, but I hung out at the pool a lot. So
yeah, you basically
I flirted with the lifeguards.
Oh, okay. Yes. You have an honorary lifeguard.
Yeah. But you would
as a little kid.
Yeah. You of course, talk like Squints from The Sandlot.
But you mentioned vibes, like anytime like at work if a song would come up, like you would talk about, man, this reminds me of being at the pool because like you were very much on vibes. Like this reminds me of this and it's a very specific thing and because it was so specific and the way you detailed it, I was like, shit, I could see this definitely playing at like an ice rink.
He's painting a picture right now.
Yeah. So you're for sure on the vibe of the song, and you go off of like that's how a song transcends with you is what vibe has this created for the memory that I wrote.
Yeah, because it pulls in everything sensory around you. Like it's not just this sounds cool. It's like what am I smelling? What am I seeing? Like what does this remind me of?
Yep.
Kind of thing.
Yep. I wonder if antidepressants had anything. But when I was on that stuff and I would listen to the music, I would just kind of like soak in the moment.
Yeah.
When I was taking Celexa or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Celexa is my favorite band.
Celexa, play Sister Hazel.
Yep. Celexa, play Sister Hazel.
Our Lady Peace.
Oh, Our Lady Peace.
I was just talking to someone. At work, I said the other day could mean yesterday, the other day could mean 4 months ago, but I was talking to someone at work the other day with Our Lady Peace, and we were just like going back and forth on like
great.
Our Lady Peace songs and albums, like, oh, love Our Lady Peace. It reminds me of driving to Mid Rivers Mall in college.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But like nowadays, I like Joyner Lucas. He's one of the better rappers that are around today. He's really good. And I like newer Eminem too.
You're a big Eminem guy. That's another thing that like whenever I see, because you, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm not gonna tell you to rap, but you've been known to be very good at freestyle or at least rapping.
Yeah, that was something that was really fun to me. But I think what got me discouraged with rap is how people were able to come up with freestyles. There are some that are really, really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like I'll get on TikTok and I'll be like, man, this guy's so good. Like, yeah. It makes me want to quit. And that's why I never did anything with rap. But a lot of people have told me if you would have gone with rap, you'd probably be famous today. Mm. Like, they really did say that.
I mean, I could see that. I've seen your skills, man.
Yeah. The rap song that I did for Chris Nelson and
for the student ministry. The church we used to volunteer at and go to.
Yeah, I actually get a lot of praise on that one, even though that was supposed to be a joke. But they're like, but it's on beat. It's good.
Yeah, because that's because you're familiar with how to to rap on.
That's
beat.
That's why people like the Lonely Island. They like that it's funny, but also like this is pretty good.
Yeah.
Even though Yorma Taconi would be like, we're not rappers. Yeah. Please don't put us in that class with our heroes. We are not rappers. But with part of what makes it, it's funny lyrics, but also you can step back and be like, this is pretty good, actually. Yeah.
No, and then at Dial Dynamics, I guess they were playing my rap song when we were in their packaging. You can hear my theme song in there, and I'd walk in, and I'd be like, where'd you guys, how'd you guys know about this?
Yeah, isn't one of Stephanie's friends, her fiance is like a producer or something, and he like listened to it, and he's like, this is pretty good. Or am I thinking of something else? Or he was a rapper.
He's
or something.
A musician. Oh, okay. Actually, he's his name's Kim. His Kimmy Music is what he goes by. And he does a lot of a lot of stuff that I like. It's like he's from Nigeria. Oh, he's got kind of like a style that. It like vibes, like, and a lot of it's love songs and stuff like that. It's pretty good vibe, but I've showed him that, and he was bobbing his head to it. It was pretty funny.
It was. It also helps that it's done to what song was it? It's all these different rappers from. They all have their own verses.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta.
Well, yeah, because Welcome to Atlanta, and then there's also isn't there like, don't different rappers they go throughout like Atlanta, St. Louis. L.A., don't they all have their own verse? Yeah, New York.
And then, there were St. Louis, New York, California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, New York was P. Diddy. St. Louis was Murphy Lee.
Okay.
I think. And then Atlanta was Ludacris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like how you said, it was a rap song where a bunch of different rappers had a verse. I was like, that's so many rap songs. that's a lot of rap songs. I'll edit that whole section out. Yeah. But yeah, I mean that's that runs the gamut kind of the songs and the music. I mean you're a vibe guy. You know, you go off of the vibe of the music.
Yeah.
Which again, it's all over the place. You run the spectrum of what you like. So, coming to the end of the sixth mix here, the sixth and final question, what is your favorite piece of media like today, like now, currently?
Could be movies, could be TV, could be podcasts. Oh, man. Instagram Reels, TikTok.
Yeah,
I love. I have been getting on TikTok a lot lately. I never thought I would.
So you do have a TikTok?
I do.
Okay, I'll have to follow you on there.
Yeah, well, I don't
post anything.
I don't post anything. My handle is Instagram. My biggest handle is Instagram.
Yeah.
I have the most followers on that. But TikTok TikTok is just fun because you can just search whatever you want. Like if it's you heard a joke or something like that, you could just type in the joke. I like that. And I also, surprisingly, never thought I would like it was Pinterest. I like Pinterest a lot.
Pinterest is cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Probably about 2016, 2017, I opened up a Pinterest because I just liked the idea of like, I liked finding different like pictures and then like saving them to like not a playlist, but to like a folder or whatever. Yeah. And just and people can go and look at your, like a board. People can go and look at your boards. And I was like
cork boards on Facebook.
Yeah, exactly.
You can
put Flair on there.
Yeah, exactly.
You can put a picture on Pinterest and then I'll show you a bunch of stuff that, like tattoo ideas.
That's what I liked it
Stephanie
for.
Stephanie would probably use it for like if she wants to do something art.
Yeah.
You can find inspiration on that. Or if you need workouts or some sort of like physical therapy or something for like if your shoulders are hurting or something like that or neck pain, you could look up something like that. Yeah. That's probably one of my favorite resources I have. Yeah. I also like ChatGPT a lot.
You use ChatGPT a lot. You were the first person I ever knew who utilized ChatGPT. You sent me Maybe it was you. Maybe it was Dan Latta. Either the one of you two sent me a ChatGPT thing that you prompted it to do. And I thought you wrote it, or whoever sent it to me, I thought they wrote it. I'm like, damn, they have the voice of these characters
insane,
really well.
And then the technology.
Like, they're like, no, it's ChatGPT. And I was like, what the hell's that?
The most impressive thing that's happening right now.
Yeah.
And it's getting better and better. Like, yeah, I'll tell it, say, hey, do a conversation between Rick Sanchez and Eric Cartman. And it'll do something really funny.
Yeah, they like know the characters. Yeah,
and it's just like unlimited. You could tell it to do something.
Yeah,
and it'll do something. It's just unreal.
Yeah,
and you could come. You if you have ADHD, it's like the perfect thing. You can jump from one thing to the other, and you could come up with the most outrageous questions, and somehow it'll answer it the way you want it to.
Yeah,
answer it.
It's nuts.
It's crazy, and they're talking about putting it in video games and stuff like
that
now.
That's insane. Like its capabilities is nuts. Like Nick, who was on the show last week, showed me just with limited prompts, it came up with like a whole meal plan and like a workout plan and all that stuff. Like, it is insane.
It's great.
Yeah.
But some people would say, oh, no, that sucks if people are out of jobs and stuff like that. Well, step it up. You should be one. You should go after. You should look at this and say, I can do better. You know, I can, you know, or I can use it, you know.
And at the same time, it's still at the mercy of humans.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's definitely
it's not going to become sentient or anything like that.
No. Yeah. And that's what a lot of... I'll be watching TikTok and they'll be playing like eerie, scary music. And Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to have AI. When you turn off the game, they're not going to know who they are. Bullshit.
No, I don't
they're
think
not
that's
at that
happen.
Level. They're language generators. It's all algorithm. It's not like a living thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think they're there yet.
Yeah.
But I think when they put that in stuff in video games, it's gonna be unreal.
Like, there are something.
Just
that
give
are,
me GTA 6 first.
Yeah.
Like we've seen the trailer. I don't want to wait until 2025.
I don't either.
GTA
but
6.
I mean, the more development, the
it's
better
it's
gonna be.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but I'm. Yeah, I'm kind of wishy-washy on ChatGPT.
But there are
with a lot of things, there are benefits to it. Like Nick, I mean, you just mentioned Nick. I was working out with him the other day, and he was like, give me, you know, 25 separate posts with these details.
Yeah.
50 words or less, and it's all these things. He's like, I'm going to use these because I can time the posts on Facebook, and, you know, it helps succinctly get my message across.
It's an incredible resource.
It is. Like, but like with any resource, unless it's, you know, regulated, you know, it needs to be, you know, it'll be whatever the spotlight is on. It's not indicative of the whole thing. But when people start, and I know some people have, but when they start using ChatGPT to write them a song, and then there's going to be apps where you can get instrumentals on there, and they put those together.
Oh, yeah. Lazy people abuse it. It's the same with that AI challenge from, like, 2022, where, you know, a bunch of different art styles show you, and it's cool, but, like, you're also stealing from other artists. Yeah,
but it's also not perfect, either. So, they don't understand a lot of what humans want when it comes to writing songs.
Love.
So, like... they have the rhymes and they're good lyrics and stuff, but it's not like if you word it out, you're not going to be able to.
It doesn't fit in a melody.
Yeah, it does not fit in the melody. They don't understand that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't understand rhyming very well. If you tell them to write a poem about Batman meeting Spider-Man or something, it would not. It just doesn't ring if you read it.
Yeah.
But also, like when it comes to stories, they're also limited to explicit content. They don't like violence.
Yeah,
and I love violence.
And they're very politically correct.
Yeah,
which is, you know, fine because, you know, kids are probably using it. So
So ChatGPT again, like with anything, as long as there's bars on it somewhere.
Yeah.
We can all coexist with it. Don't worry, everybody. We can coexist with AI.
It'll be okay.
Oh, yeah. Again, there's almost no...
Allen Iverson's been with us for years.
Yes. As a whole, there's for humankind, there's almost no limit to the human brain. But AI is only as good
as our human brains allow it to be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, thank you for allowing us to pick your human brain.
Yes.
All right.
On your fifth appearance. Yes. Again, thank you for all your time of support. Anytime you've been on, it's always a blast.
Yeah.
Thank you for opening your house to us to record.
Yes.
And thank you all for listening. Thank you all for listening in to another Six Mix. And let's hope 2024. Not saying 2023 is bad, but you always wanna get better somehow. Yeah. So let's hope 2024 is all 2023 was, but so much more.
Yeah.
So much more. Are you excited for 2024, Dave?
Yes. Yes, 2024 will be a good year.
The very least, you're going to get your tattoo sleeve done.
Ha, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the tattoos are expensive, just so you guys know.
I didn't know that.
he's got more of a tattoo. And they're very painful.
Yes.
But they are just got to go for it. If you're getting a sleeve, just get things any that you tattoo. Want.
What if I get this on my sleeve?
Or if you want to get Batman tattoos, if you like Batman, get a few Batman tattoos.
Yeah.
But that's how you got to do it. Because I made my appointments and I'm like, a lot of people get mad that I'm not like planning ahead and I'm being too impulsive. But literally, I'm like, I got to come up with a mask by tomorrow.
Yeah.
I generated this on AI. The same one back
all
here.
All the stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Stephanie drew this one.
Yeah.
Nice. So you've got a little bit of your wife in there too, like her art.
Well, she wants to get involved all the time, but she doesn't really have the time. So
yeah, absolutely. So let's hope you accomplish that in 2024. All of you out there, whatever goals you have in mind, be patient with yourself, allow the year to play out, and go do the damn thing.
Yeah.
Go get what you want. Go get your goals. If you're not hurting anybody or really hurting yourself, just go out and do the damn thing.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. But until
2024 is just
2024.
Fucking do it.
Just do it.
Just
do it.
2024, here's
to you, Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, here's to you, 2024. Mm-hmm. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.